Welcome to Shom Achshava and the Daf Shehispan Tzolui Nishma Asayim Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding a Sanhedrin Daf Pehe. The Mishnah with Bei says that there's a difference between someone who's Make Ovi V'imoy, he hits his parents, to someone who's Mekalel his parents. Why? Sh'amekalel Achem Misa Chayov V'amakel Achem Misa Potter. Hakol you don't have after death, but Kololo you do have after death. Rashi explains, why don't you have a Kol Achem Misa? Says Rashi, because you have to have a Chabura. You have to have a blemish. And there's no blemish after death. So that's why you're not chayav and makib, you are chayav and mekal. Mr. Zashas over here sends us the Sefer Chasidim, Simin Tafkuf Ayin Vov, who brings the Shiloh. What's the difference between mekalil that is, does apply lachem iso, and makib that does not apply lachem iso? And Simin the Sefer Chasidim is addressing Rashi. So okay, Rashi is right. After a while that someone is dead, there's no chabur, there's no blood that comes out. But what happens if someone did a chabur to his father immediately after death? And blood still comes out. Why is he not chayev on a chabur after miso? So says the Sefer Chasidim, the difference is, because once the person is dead, once the father is not alive, the akor does not affect him. You're eating a dead body. But the klala goes to the neshama. The klala applies to the soul. So that happens even after miso. Reuven Margolios over there in the footnotes sends to a few of the Sfarim that bring the same meaning. The Rashbits and Mechemes Mitzvah, when it comes to speak about Divya Chazal and protected, he says, this concept Chazal say makes a lot of sense, Al Pisvar, because the Hakah hu leguf, ve'achar misa ein lo ergesh, ve'lefika hu patu avalasur. Aval mekal shaklo dveiko banefesh, va'nefesh yesh li isha arus achar amovis. The soul is left after death. He says, this makes a lot of sense. And I in Sefer Plio, or Avigdor Koro, he goes in to say that there's a chumra by make and there's a chumra by mekal. Because he says a make is poitzeach adin. Doesn't explain so much what he means. But when a kid hits his father, it starts the din in Shemayim. So therefore, one is chayev, sayev, the father is a tzaddik or a rosho, even be'inoy samay se'amcho, at least according to one shita. But klala, if the klala is going to a rosho, the klala does not start a din. And therefore, klala for a tzaddik is a problem, but not for a rosho. But mitzad she'ini, there's a chumr by mekalim more than the makeh. Because the mekalil is even lachem iso, and the makeh is not lachem iso. Says the Sefer Pli, it's not a chumr by mekalim more than makeh. Just the mekalel goes on the neshama, and the neshama stays after death. Mashenk and the makeh is on the goof. There's no goof after death. Senechirami, mekalel is more lenient than makeh to a certain degree. That's how the Sefer Pliya explains. And the Sefer Teres Chaim and Bobo Kamet of Tzadik, he goes there to explain why one pays more for causing busha to his friend than something causing a makeh to his friend. He says busha goes to the neshama, and therefore hurts much more. It's a tsar to come, not tsar a goof, it's tsar a neshama. And then he continues and says that that's really din also by klala. The klala is not to the goof, the klala is to the neshama. And that's the pshat by us. That's why mekal lachemis is chayav, because it goes to the neshama. So all these mefarshim go to the same idea that when klala refers to neshama, and therefore it's shayach lachemiso, and the hakah is not shayach to the klala, therefore it's not shayach lachemiso. So Reuven Margolios there in the Mokar HaChesed, he brings really a shiloh. So what's chat that a mekal is chaveiroi, not a father? There you don't have a punishment, lachem misa. So he answers this based on the Marsha earlier in Sanhedrin of Samech Dalet. The Marsha there says that what is the reason that ein oinish min adin? So he says the pshat is, you can't be oinish for something which is more chomer. Say, if the lenient thing gets oinish, so kol shekadov dover more chomer. So the Marsha no, because sometimes the thing is so chomer that I can't punish for it. A punishment is a schus, to give a kapara for the one who's being punished. Sometimes what the person is doing is so severe, it's so chomer, that you can't punish him. It's not enough to punish him. So that's why ain't oinshim in adin. So this is Reuven Margolios. Pshat is like this. When a person is mekal, someone is alive. So there is a takana. What is a takana? It has to pay. But that's only when he's alive. And he still can have mechila. There's a way to get out of it. But once he's dead, once his friend dies, so there's no takana anymore. Paying money for it will not be enough. So that's why mekal chaver lacha miso. There's no punishment at all, because miso you can't give in, because miso says only by the father. And money won't be enough. So he doesn't have the schus to have a punishment to be mechaper on his aveiro. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava email list or wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.